Hello, everyone. I hope you are having a wonderful 24 hours of your life. Today, I am going to talk to you about having a podcast. Have you ever thought of making a podcast? Do you think you are capable of making a podcast? Well, let me tell you that if I can make a podcast, then you can make a podcast. There is a little bit to learn. I did find this great guy, and his name is Pat Flynn, on YouTube when I started thinking about it. And he just taught me so much just watching. And he does offer classes also, but it's just amazing because you make be afraid. And he said it took him a while. He thought about it. I mean, it took him like, I want to say a few years. That was a long time ago when I heard that one or saw that YouTube. But anyway, before he really decided to go forward with it. Now he's a very successful entrepreneur and doing an amazing thing. But anyway, Pat Flynn, if you're listening, thank you so much for all the knowledge you have instilled in my brain. But what would you have a podcast on? What is one of your favorite things in life? I, again, as I have said in the past, I love to journal. I've kind of gotten away from it in the past few months, but or year, I guess. I mean, especially after COVID, what were you journaling? Woke up, had coffee, watched TV, ate, went to bed because we were on lockdown and couldn't go anywhere. But anyway, it is a way of expressing yourself. And if you have a hobby or you just love what you do for a living and you want to help others or just even express, today this is what happened. Because again, you're never alone in any situation, and something that could have happened to you on a particular day may have happened to someone else. And when they hear your podcast, they're like, wow, I'm not alone. That happened to this person too. So anyway, podcasts are a way of expressing yourself. And again, if you're crafty or again, love your job, you love being a parent, you hate being a parent, then you need to seek help and family counseling for that one. But if there's certain things you specialize in, then guess what? You should share your voice. And that's the amazing thing about having a podcast. I believe in so many things. And luckily, I've had several followers. I have so many downloads, more than what I ever thought. I've been doing it since March the 30th. And I've got 20 countries that have either downloaded once or massive downloads. So I am very happy with what I do, and this is just for fun. I don't get paid for this. I love expressing myself and telling people my thoughts, because believe it or not, there's probably someone just like me that thinks like me, which could be a little scary, but it's nice to know that I'm not alone in a lot of my things in life. So if you are ever interested in doing a podcast, send me an email, tickettolive022@gmail.com. And if there's something I can help you with, I will. And if I can't, I will help you find the answer. And now all of these are through Buzzsprout. Buzzsprout makes my life easy. They make it simple for you to put a podcast together, or at least download it so the world can hear it. I use GarageBand, that is on my MacBook Pro, and I had no clue how to use it until I watched several videos of Pat Flynn, and he literally walked me through everything. And I learned, and still learning, about microphones and computers and software, and I am not anywhere near close to being computer literate. I mean, I'm always learning. I'm always having to ask my husband certain things. But one of the main things they do recommend that when you do a podcast is to splurge on one item. And that item is your microphone. Now, I wanted a microphone and, you know, I was like, I want to do it. And, you know, you're kind of, you get pushed, you find excuses not to do certain things. Haven't you ever done that? I'm still making excuses on dieting and eating right and exercise. But anyway, we always find excuses as to not, we want to do something really bad. But we find excuses not to, because it's the fear of something new. It's change, and change is very hard for people. Again, I do like change, but to know that I'm putting my voice and my mind and my stories and my thoughts out there, my opinions, which I'm sure I've had many people love my opinions, and I'm sure I've had many people hate my opinions. But guess what? This is a place where you are safe and you can speak what you feel, what you think, and it's okay. If someone doesn't want to hear you, guess what? They can stop. They can just, it's not like talking to someone and the conversation, and you can't walk away from a conversation. You have to just hear it out. This way, they don't want to hear you. They can, guess what? Stop the podcast and not have to hear what you have to say. But it is very interesting because, of all the different topics that I do talk about in life, the one that I think is kind of funny, my most recent was lovemaking, aka sex. Now, I think a lot of people are like, oh, does she know? I have no idea who's listening to the. So if you are hesitant about listening to that, because usually I get several downloads, and that one was people aren't sure about that, and that's okay. But it's like, I'm not going to talk dirty to you or anything. It's not a porn, but I don't recommend the kids hear it, but it's a grown-up thing. But anyway, I just think that's kind of funny because you don't know who's going to listen to it. I don't know. I can't see who's listening. All I know is like countries and cities, but I have no clue as to who's listening. So if you want to do a podcast and you think you might hurt someone's feelings, then either, again, change the name to protect the innocent. You know, that's like I do, because you would never want to offend anyone if you're explaining or telling a story about a specific person. And make sure if you do, and you might want to tell them if it's really something personal. But anyway, back to making a podcast. So I had chosen a certain mic that I did a little bit of research, not big deal, beforehand. But so I had asked for that for Christmas. And my birthday's right after Christmas, so my poor family is so excited to have Christmas and then my birthday. Well, my son, he is the research king of anything and everything. If you want to find something out, he's the go-to guy. I mean, I think he's quicker than Google sometimes. So he did a lot of research on microphones. And, you know, my family always supports what I do. So he wanted me to have a good microphone. So he got me, the family, they all together got me a microphone. And it is a Shure SHURE, and no, they are not sponsoring me to tell you about this mic, but it is amazing, easy to use, and it's great. The sound is good. Sometimes I can hear an echo, but it's not the microphone. It's the software GarageBand. I have to make adjustments. Now, it can be overwhelming, but again, I take notes for everything, literally. I had so many notes for how to use GarageBand. And there are so many other softwares you can use, and not just this one. But it's just pretty easy to use once you get it. And again, if you look up Pat Flynn and or just look up GarageBand, how to use on YouTube and Pat Flynn, and I'm sure you'll find it. But literally, it's just pretty amazing. How quickly, when you really do finally get into it, how much easier it is. Because now I hear back at my very first one that's allow me to, my very first podcast is allow me to introduce myself. And I can tell I'm a little nervous and kind of, you know, not sure, am I saying, but it's easy. The editing is easy. And then, of course, you don't have to get a lot of software. If you have an iPhone, and I'm sure with an Androids have their own software, but I'm not really sure. I'm not sure about all that. So all I know is I have an iPhone and I use GarageBand. A lot of people actually do start off with their podcasts. Just with their phones. So they sit there, and because GarageBand is on our iPhones, and it's easy. I've never done that. So it's pretty easy to do. So you download it and then you put it on Buzzsprout, because Buzzsprout, again, is very easy to do. You can put what date you want it published. You make sure you have a description on there of what it's about. If it's explicit, and I don't remember where I heard this, but someone said, if you have small children and you're in the car listening to someone's podcast and you hear something that you really don't want your kids to hear, make sure you always read the description, because the description will, or it should, say if it's explicit. Now, I just have a few that are explicit about different things, but I make sure to always put that on there. Now, I'm telling you this, and watch, I'm going to have a podcast and it's going to be explicit and I'm going to forget to put that on there, but I'm sure someone would let me know. Anyway, back to downloading your podcast. It's easy. You're basically just talking on to a microphone. It's just you. It's just you. It's 1,000 people, over 1,000, 1,500 people have downloaded. And it's just crazy, but I never see them unless I get an email. And I have just gotten a few emails from somebody who has either asked me to do a podcast on something or thanked me for doing a podcast on something. And that's another thing. People are shy. And if you ever want to share anything, or if you do have any questions, feel free. Give me an anonymous name. I mean, give yourself an anonymous name. And just feel free to ask anything, because, you know, the more questions you ask, the more you will learn. I always used to tell my kids when they were younger, never hesitate to ask a question. And hopefully all their teachers understood that, because you should always ask if you're not sure about something. I myself don't like to ask questions. I like to figure things out. Until I cannot figure it out, then I ask questions, but that's who I am. Again, if you have someone you would want to interview, like I've had two interviews, and I mean, they're great. My daughter, who is a teacher, and a pastor stay-at-home dad. Great interviews. I myself would prefer just talking about certain things, but I know people do want to hear other people's what they're doing. And I do have plans to talk about other certain things. And, you know, you have people say, oh, yeah, I'd love to do an interview. And then you never hear from them. And when you reach out to them, but that's okay too, because guess what? You get to hear my voice. But again, if you are interested in making a podcast, just do it. It's fun. It's you need to find a good room in your house. Now, I don't know if you've ever, we have a small office and in the house, and I could, the first few podcasts, I had to, like, oh my gosh, you could hear everything you could hear because of the room. So I do all of my podcast in a media room. Forgot what you call this room that I'm in. We love movies, so we have, ask anyone who's been in my house, we have lots of DVDs, Blu-rays. Yes, we got rid of the VHSs, but anyway, so the sound is very good in here, because I think that the sound is, the insulation is great. So you need to find a good place to do your podcast and play around with it. Don't hesitate. Again, don't hesitate if it's something you want to do. Remember what I always say, life is too short. So if you are thinking about doing a podcast, go for it. This is something you just really, really, really should do. It's fun. You can express yourself. I, again, don't want to ever talk about politics, because politics is not my cup of tea. I did vote. And I voted early, but it's too much. And I will talk a little bit about religion, because I am a Catholic Christian with a curve, like I like to say. But, and again, if people don't want to hear that, guess what? They can just turn it off. So anyway, this is me telling you, if you want to make a podcast, go for it. You really should. People, we all have stories to share. You have stories to share. And I'm hoping that I have helped some people out. I hope that they have heard this and thought, ah, I can call that number, or I know where she's coming from, and I'm not alone, because you are never, ever, ever, ever alone in any situation. So until later, this is Henry. I hope you have a great 24 hours. That means good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. And I hope all of you that have the time change have adjusted, because it's been kind of crazy for me, this time change going. Anyway, the whole fall back, spring forward, that's for the birds. I need a specific time to stay. And hopefully, I believe that's going to change here in Texas. Well, anyway, until later, go find your blessings. And who knows, it could be you making a podcast. Until later, this is Henry. Go find your blessings.